Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He's alive!
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. The arms that went with it today were spectacular.
The eyes that went with it were painful.
Just,
they were like flashing and blinking, and he was trying to get ready, and he timed it out pretty well.
He did. He was very, very excited. Guys, it is a
Friday.
Okay, I kind of lost it. I couldn't even sing.
Okay, wait a minute.
That was
take two from the top.
Bruce lost his voice halfway through.
What happened there? I just stopped singing.
Yeah,
what
that happening. That didn't help either, Kevin. Friday. It is May 3rd, 2024. Hello, fellas. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hello.
In case you're feeling a little bit old today, I wanted to start you with this.
Every day.
You feel a little old every day. Yeah, well, there you go. My wife teaches kindergarten, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And she's talking about the fact that they're looking at the month of May, on May Day when they delivered May Day baskets, and the things that are coming up in the month of May. And they're saying, my wife's like, and then there's Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is, and she starts explaining, you know, if someone has passed in your life, you know, remember them on that day. Oh, yeah. And it goes through the whole thing of Memorial Day. And she goes, and one of her students goes, a little five-year-old girl goes, because she said, well, my parents are no longer with us. My parents have passed. And she goes, oh, your mom and dad are dead? And my wife goes, they are. And she goes, well, that makes sense because you're pretty old. So no wonder they're dead. Why don't you go sit down, Junior?
Yeah.
Take a load off.
That makes sense. You're pretty old.
No wonder your parents are dead. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. I go, what'd you do? She goes, I just patted her on the head and said, okay, honey. Thanks to you. Go sit down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really?
Yeah. So, guys, you're pretty old. So
yeah, I'm pretty old.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about the way I started things this morning.
Well,
kind of did.
I opened the door and said,
yeah, Kevin, what was that?
Senior center? What is going on in here?
What just happened there?
It was just weird because Monty had his headphones off, and all I saw when I first looked in the door was all gray hair from Monty and Warren.
Yep.
So that's what made me say it, guys. Don't worry.
don't worry.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a young gun.
Yeah, Monty. Yeah, you're just a pop, Monty. You're not like some people around here.
Hello, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Oh,
you
man.
Have a divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hey, Bruce.
Good morning.
Not like you're born in the 30s or something. It's fine.
It's close to it. Yeah. Very close.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good for this time of day.
Yep. I don't know if that's
fair.
He drove the wife's car today, which
fancy
bit different
car, huh?
Yeah, yes.
A bit on the different side.
Wow.
What's going on there? Do you have to get some work done?
Kevin, don't ask these questions.
You know I'm gonna.
I know, but you know the answer might not be what you want.
Well, no, there's nothing that I couldn't be prepared for.
Bruce?
The wife has to use a pickup.
Huh. Oh, okay. All right. Enough said.
Without you?
Yeah, without me. Oh, her and Darren, my son.
Okay.
I got a hunch they're throwing away all your stuff while you're gone.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure that's coming up. But.
Bruce, hey, he's going to go into the show on Friday. Let's load up all his crap and throw it away.
Yeah. We got four hours.
Your son wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, the heck he wouldn't. You already helped him build his house. He doesn't need you anymore.
That's right. Now it's just whatever mom says at that point.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how it
works. By the way, is his house completely finished, or is it one of those where you got it done enough they could live in it. And yeah, then
is it question. Ever, Kevin?
So I, yeah, we gotta, yeah, we gotta finish this. I know, Monty. That's a good point.
I'd say it's 98% then.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's good.
That's real good. You
still gotta get the soffits up then.
No, the soffits are up.
Okay, mine's 98% done. I've lived there for 17 years.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Yeah.
I intentionally left a piece not done.
You wanted it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm not done.
Yeah, I always have a project. I know you always need an extra project, Monty. Yeah.
The Big 99.9 Coyote The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do we want to go with captains like as the scoreboard sits right this very second?
Yeah, I mean, Monty and Bruce is who I'm going to give it to. Sorry, okay. Steve. You're the producer, so you don't count as much as the Friday guys, and I apologize.
Kevin James.
All right, that's him.
Seems like he's not mad.
You want your deposit back?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good for you, bud.
Yeah. Just this morning I realized it was garbage day, and my son had already put the garbage out. Thank goodness.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That was nice. It was one less thing I had to worry about today. But then it was one of the days where everybody's garbage was overflowing.
Oh, that's trash.
And I did the thing where I started looking at some of my neighbor's garbage because the lids were open on a lot of cans, and I was just like, And then I started judging them by what they had, like whether I wanted to hang out with them.
What? Good grief.
Well, because like
this is actually a thought that went through your head.
Yeah, like okay. One person had Caruso's, like two boxes from Caruso's. Which
okay.
It's a fine, amazing restaurant. Anybody ever been there?
No.
Nope.
I don't think I have.
Mm-mm.
It's delicious, Jay. You'd love it.
Is it like all kinds of food?
What do you
know? Oh yeah.
And that's something.
Huh? What, Monty?
I didn't say anything.
Speak up.
No, I don't want to.
Use your words.
So you're going to be friends? You left a little note on their trash can?
No, so I was like, oh, dang, Caruso's. And I thought, well, that's, in my head, this is just the way I think, guys. I was like, well, that's going to be hard to beat. I bet you there's not going to be a better one. And then there was the person next to him had boxes.
Of?
Like they had bought new stuff. Like maybe they just moved in. I don't know.
Yeah.
They had a big TV.
Nice.
Big old TV. A computer monitor. A computer. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, those guys are better. That's better garbage. And so I was just judging everyone's trash this morning, and I wondered if anybody else ever did that.
Well, no, because I'm never around anybody else's trash.
Yeah, you're a long way. You're in the middle of the country.
I get to see everyone's trash.
This is really stuff you think about.
Yes.
Okay.
So what'd you find to take home?
Yeah, he's dumpster diving.
There was nothing good, Bruce. It was all just empties, you know?
Too bad.
Well, you know, I'll give you this, though. When I go to the transfer station, I'm always on the lookout. You never know where you can find something.
Yeah, true story.
It's true.
I don't know. It was the first time I'd ever done it, but I just, those Caruso boxes really stuck out, and I thought, oh, man, I could use me a Caruso salad.
Monty, FYI, the transfer station, deposit only, no withdrawal.
I know.
Okay, yeah, well, I know. I'm just making sure.
That's what they say.
Fully aware.
They're not always looking.
No. They're not always,
that's right.
Not always paying attention.
Monty.
That's a brand new home. I always mumble.
It's like I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a toy guy. You're tuning the talk.
Can we just
Monty.
Not?
I love it.
So for everybody that is only listening, so Jay, well, now everybody in the studio is now putting their hands in the air.
Like a tiger.
Like a tiger and scratching at the air.
Yeah.
So every time, it's just uncomfortable. It looks weird.
It's awesome.
It looks dumb. Yeah, but yet they continue to do it.
Oh, forever.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Anytime it bothers you.
So, yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's why you do it.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't bother me anymore, Jay.
Doesn't matter now. Okay. It's already
liar,
baked
liar,
into the cake.
Hey there,
liar,
hi there,
pants
ho there.
On fire.
Good morning, Bloomies.
Oh, very nice. Oh, yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Bloomies, eh?
Yeah. Hey, throw it out there. Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate
that. No more tiger scratching in the air thing. That's good.
Yes, Warren.
Somebody asked me if you still run Bloom's Day. I can't remember who it was.
And what'd you tell him?
I told him I don't know.
No, I walked it last year. I think I'll walk it, run it this year, do a little jog.
Wait, did you decide
to
get registered?
Oh, yeah. Signed up yesterday, Kevin. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, nothing like last minute.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm going to race Steve to see who's going to go faster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Steve doing it?
Steve's doing it. Yeah. He's
Jump into the Spokane culture.
See, isn't that right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's impressive.
The number of people I saw last night at the Scotty McCreery concert who thought Steve was the greatest human that ever walked the planet, and I agreed with every one of them.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. What was the number?
A one.
Oh, well,
I'll take what I need to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
That's our tribute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Steve, Lori, and Damon, I talked to them last night. You know them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, you guys, you tell Kevin, too. You guys be nicer to Steve. I said, we love Steve. If we didn't love Steve, we wouldn't give him a hard time.
It's kind of funny because for many, many years, it was always, tell Chan Slim to be nicer to you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Steve, I've kind of moved up the food chain, I guess.
Well, you've, I think, adopted the making fun of Steve as a like a full-time job. And you're doing a doggone good job of it.
One, it's because it's really easy.
you went past the pastime aspect of it. It's now a full-time occupation.
Yeah, it is.
Steve is squinting his eyes.
he's like,
Boy, this started off real nice and did not end well.
Yeah, it turned quickly.
It hasn't ended yet.
It's not over. It's early. Yeah. So that's good. Congrats 4 hours on that. This, yeah.
Yeah. Warren, first thought?
Yeah, notice how quickly he changed that. Yeah, you got anything to save Steve on this one, Warren?
I like Steve.
That a boy. There it is. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You fall in love and you're like, oh, Joe, you're so amazing. What is your last name? That's Joe Pincher. That doesn't sound terrible.
No.
Kevin James.
Different. When you marry Penny, it is.
There a Penny Pincher in the building? Penny Pincher, please come to the customer service desk.
I stand up and walk up there. Right. I'm sorry, what?
17 people walk up.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
He's my favorite guy on the show.
All right.
Kevin, is he your favorite guy on the show?
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Take it and run, friend.
All right, thanks.
Seemed genuine. Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Steve, I got a question for you. Have you ridden the carousel yet?
I have not. I was over at Riverfront Park.
Saw that.
On Sunday. Yeah.
Do you know anything about the carousel, Warren?
Yeah. My grandpa used to, when they had live music at the carousel, he played in the band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more enthusiasm, Steve, on that little tidbit. Wow, what a great story. Yeah, thank you. There you go. We still have to do that as a Friday show one of these days, Kim. We got to go.
Yeah.
What did we say? They open at 11? Because we'd have to, isn't that right, Steve? Yeah, we looked it up, I think, maybe the day Kev was gone.
I think so, yeah. I think that's right.
One of these days, would you guys be willing to hang out till 11 have like a field trip?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a note from your wives that's okay. Yes. You know, permission slip.
Yep,
you know?
We can do that.
Yeah, man, that'd be a blast.
That would be fun. And we could maybe do the gondolas. Anybody have?
Oh, yeah, I'm good there, too.
No aversion to that?
Sure.
No.
Bruce, you good with that? Okay.
I'm fine.
And then Kevin can determine where we could eat lunch.
I have one more question, Jay.
Yes, sir.
When we get grab the ring.
Yeah.
And then you throw it in the clown's mouth.
Correct.
Is it okay if we throw him up Monty instead?
I'll throw him back.
That's one thing the clown doesn't do. So, yeah. Don't know that they recommend that.
They're just plastic, though.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not the only person who's ever thrown it at someone else.
Yeah, it's probably not.
But I know they discourage that.
Yeah, I probably do.
Well, an audio vault this morning starts with what?
Alexa joke.
Why does the fisherman listen to Cardi B? Her songs have a great hook.
That was dumb.
Cardi B, Bruce.
I'm sure I would recognize her if I saw her.
Oh, I'm sure
you think
would.
You would.
I'm
you
sure would. You would.
I'm not so sure on that.
Travis Kelce has a weird, you know who Travis Kelce is? You know who's Travis Kelce, guys?
Yeah.
Still with Faith? I mean, not Faith.
Taylor Swift. Highest paid tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's weird when the internet, then it kind of shows where you live.
Ooh.
Things can kind of change when you know, that's not great.
What?
You know, because now the address is out there.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, that's not as fun for celebrities.
When somebody posts your house online, that everybody now has your address and people just send stuff to your house. So I literally stopped getting mail to my house. I had to stop. I had to like literally tell the post office and everybody to like stop bringing stuff to my house. Anything sent to my house, send right back to the sender.
Isn't that weird? That's a weird thing.
Okay. And it has nothing to do with Travis. That has to be a Taylor Swift thing, right?
I'm sure it is. I mean, I'm sure he probably would get mail before. Like, but not anything like he's probably getting now.
I see football fans sending a ton of stuff to Travis Kelce.
You're going to get a little bit, Kev, but you're not going to get like this mass amount.
Can you get this to Taylor?
Right. Would you tell Taylor I said hi? She's my favorite. Why do all of her fans talk like this?
It's a different level of fandom.
Warren, what do you think Taylor Swift fans sound like?
Like you just said.
Like that? Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, just love her so much. Something like that. I don't know.
Is that it?
Keep going, Warren. Just
big hole you're digging. Bruce, what do they sound like in your mind, Bruce?
Not like that.
Oh, my God.
I just think it's a lot of screams, for the most part.
I can't wait to hear what you guys think about this guy. This guy says that if you don't communicate with your loved one during the day, you're not a good dude.
You can't tell me you care about a person if you can go all day long and not text them at all, not say something to them, go zero contact all day. You don't care about that person. They are not a priority in your life. I understand we get busy. It's a hectic world we live in. But I also understand I could take a minute out of my day to say, hey, babe, I'm going to be a real busy today. Just wanted you to know I might not be able to text you at all, but I'll let you know when it's less busy and I'll text you then.
What do you think of that, Kev?
Is it bad if you cut and paste that every day?
The same thing?
Yeah.
The same. I'm too busy today, but I'll get you later, babe.
And you just have it always on your little clipboard and you just paste. Send. There we go. I'm good for the day. I mean, when I'm in a relationship, 100% impossible to not speak to the person I'm with every day.
Well, especially when you wake up in the morning with them and you have breakfast and coffee with them and you're sitting beside them for most of the morning.
Or you're retired and you don't go anywhere.
That's exactly what I mean.
That was a great impression.
Yeah, that guy's voice was a lot.
That was good. Yeah.
You got what you asked for, Kevin.
Yeah, Monty, you guys are together all day anyway, right? For the most part?
Except for Tuesdays and Thursdays, but yeah.
That's what I was going to guess.
I mean, for the most part, but even those days, there's constant communication.
You're still in communication.
I wouldn't think of it. If a whole day went by and there wasn't communication, I wouldn't think anything of it. Neither, I don't think she would.
Okay, yeah. It would be weird. I don't know. We are communicative at our house.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard the stories,
you've
Jay.
Witnessed it. You witnessed it firsthand. But I love the impression, Warren. One of my favorite impressions of the day. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also, Bruce, next one's for you. Is this the same thing?
People are listening to books and saying they read them.
It's the same.
No, it is not.
Reading a book is not the same as listening to a book. Reading is reading. When you're listening to a book on tape, you have to listen to every word. So they absorb more than we do reading.
Some people are photogenic learners, and if you read something...
No, photogenic means you look good on camera.
Yeah. Don't worry about that last lady. She's a little bit clueless, but you know, what is that? What do you think?
I don't know, but I can't read one of them notebook things.
Oh, like an electronic reader,
a Kindle or whatever.
Because you like the physicality
like the,
of holding
the,
it,
the book,
and
yes.
turning the pages. And I think there's a lot of people that actually like that. Yeah.
Old fashioned.
Have you ever listened to a book on tape?
No.
Kevin, you've done it, right?
I have, yeah. I mean, obviously, I prefer that.
Yeah,
I just, sure. I'm not, I do the opposite. When I listen, when I read a book, my mind wanders.
Yeah, I think that's
a lot.
Oh, Kevin, me too.
I think that's so their point. You have to listen because when you're listening, if your mind wanders, you miss all of it. I mean, you have to listen.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, I'm more likely to go back, you know, and listen to something I missed. Where in a book, I'm probably not going to reread it.
Yeah. I told Lori if in school, if history could have been in a movie, I'd have done great.
Right?
Oh, man. Fair. Woo, right over my head.
You have a photogenic memory.
Yeah.
According to that lady.
I have a motorcycle.
I know her point. I think she was trying to make just wrong word.
Sorry, wrong word. And that is your audio vault for a Friday. It is May the 3rd, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
An advantage of being over 50.
Yeah.
Is the fact that there was no
TikTok. Can't remember how far the 90s were?
There was no internet. And all the stupid stuff we did, there's no proof of it.
Kevin James.
Oh, cool.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget to download the app, Bruce. Do it this weekend. Download the app.
Okay. What channel's that on?
Yeah. That was actually good.
That's real.
An app for that?
The Coyote Country app is free. Just search it however it is you get your apps.
It's on the Apple channel.
What channel is that on?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So anyway, that's free. All right, you guys ready to play a little game?
Sure.
Little catchphrase? Kevin, sure. What do you decide for teams?
Ooh,
catchphrase.
Do we have anybody that wants to be a full-time guesser?
Oh, yeah, because we have an odd number, because Steve doesn't get to play. Number. Steve wrote the words on the cards today.
I will be.
Oh, Warren, you're all-time quarterback? Guesser? Yay.
So you won't have to give any clues, Warren.
Oh. Warren, you have no clue.
That's true.
Congrats.
But yeah.
Congrats
on
that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bruce, pick your teammate.
Thank you.
Monty.
All right, Bruce and Monty. That would leave, if I'm not mistaken, Jay and Kevin.
That is correct, Jay.
Would you like to give or receive, Monty?
I will give, but give. Which
pile?
Or I'll let Bruce choose.
It's all right. He chose you as a teammate. Which pile do you want?
Your right hand.
Okay, there you go. Let me get a 60-second clock for you.
Don't blame the handwriter.
So I can say I can describe the
use your words.
The item.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't use the word.
Right? Correct. Yeah, that you can use. You can do motions. You can do noises. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want, Monty.
Okay, got it.
And I'll scoreboard you here. Bruce, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Little catchphrase here. 60 seconds on the clock and go.
Okay, it's a game. It's a whole bunch of pieces and you put it all together. It's not a game, but it's like a pastime.
A puzzle.
Yep,
that's
it. Not super. Not the X-Men, but shoots webs out of his
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. There you go. Spider-Man.
it's a sticky substance you use to put two pieces of wood together.
Glue?
Yep.
Can
I pass?
Sure.
Okay. A show with Fonzie.
Happy Days.
Hey, how you doing?
Turn the letters in the game, the game show.
Famous. Oh, Van and White?
There you go.
Oh.
Wow. Wheel of Fortune. I don't know.
Big white things in the sky.
Clouds?
Yep.
Snow?
I got to pass on this one.
Okay.
It's what you wear. It's what that is. What's that?
A watch.
What? It's the whole thing.
Wristwatch.
There you go.
Good job. That's
seven,
a buzzer.
Seven and two passes.
The two passes were Pamela Anderson and Francis Scott Key.
Would have been easy ones. Kevin, do you want to give clues or receive clues?
Oh, you go ahead and give, Jay. I know how much you love to give.
That seemed very sincere.
You are very good at giving clues, though.
Okay. Well, no pressure. Warren, you get to play again.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Warren.
Oh, what a lucky day for everyone.
All-time guesser.
Which would be a fun thing to be if you have an odd number at home and you're like, you know, I mean, an all-time guesser, you get to play more.
Yeah.
It seems like me and odd number go together, doesn't it?
It also scared me when you answered. I forgot you were the all-time guesser.
Yes.
And your voice startled me. I was like, oh, wait, Warren's playing. We're halfway through the round, and Warren goes, Happy Days. I was like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah, what was that?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, Steve, you want to give you the scoreboard for us?
Sure.
Hey, Steve. She's married to Tim McGraw.
Faith Hill.
It's funny that you said Faith Hill earlier, yeah. Monty. You wear this when you get out of the shower. It has like a tie in the front.
A robe.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. This one, like the eight ball, when you flip it over, what's the first name of the eight ball? You know, when you flip it over.
Oh,
get
Magic.
Magic is correct, yes. Like, wow. Oh, it's your favorite TV show. Oh!
Survivor.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Cards are stuck together. Oh.
Blue.
Fred, Barney, Wilma.
The Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones. You turn these on when your lawn's dry.
Sprinkler.
Thank you, Warren.
You guys are getting the softball.
This guy was in concert last night.
Scotty McCreary.
Damn straight. You burn this and it smells really good.
Candle.
Oh, man. Scented. Mm-mm. Get her done.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm. Warren was wearing these, only this is the newer version when he fell and lost his sense of smell.
Roller skates, rollerblades.
Rollerblades. Thank you, Kevin. Very, very good. Yeah. And you, these are, Warren has them on his lower half. Sorry, too late.
Jeans.
That would have been it, yes.
I was going to say buttless chaps. I haven't seen what he's wearing today, but...
Well, it is Friday. It is Friday, Kevin.
It is Friday? What?
I mean...
Long story there.
Yeah.
Why do you think he wears years.
He wears those long shirts for a reason, fellas. How'd we do, Steve?
Oh, not good now.
minus one for buttless chaps.
Yeah, you got 10, though.
For 10!
Kind of 10 and a half. But,
good job, Kevin. Well done, Kevin. Warren had some great answers.
I didn't help. Yeah.
You did. You shook your head at me every time.
Like, yeah, I did. That's right. He's quick.
He's quicker. Yeah. Well, what's great, though, for people? Sometimes, you know, an affirmation or a confirmation of their good work.
Yeah.
Oh. So when you went,
empowering.
Oh, yeah.
Very empowering. We're good at that, aren't we, Bruce?
Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Let's give away something right here on the way out. Steve, which one do we want to give away here? Qualify for the prize today?
Yeah, let's do that. We did the other one the last time. Yeah,
all right, prize today for the month of May. Today's prize is Jordan Davis tickets at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. That's going to be a great concert, by the way. And if you'd like to, we qualify only four people during the day, and then we draw at the end of every day. So if you want the Jordan Davis tickets, 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, it's Friday, so that's the final day for the classroom pledge for Mrs. Vela's classroom. That is a fourth grade class at Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Should animals be allowed to vote? New study says they should.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
There he is, right there.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the news on a Friday morning.
Friday.
You know, we start with this. A recent survey of more than 2,000 Americans, they were asked the exact dollar amount they feel they are worth an hour. An hour of their time is worth, okay? And so that is how it was asked.
So there was no clarification.
What is an hour of your time worth?
No clarification on, like, what your task would be. Like, if you're helping a friend or if you're at work.
And it was through Empower, which is the retirement group.
Yep.
Retirement group?
Sure.
Financial planning and retirement. Empower. Yeah. It's who we use here at our...
Yeah, I feel empowered.
Yeah. Oh, boy, do I ever. Every time I look at it, I think, man, I'm empowered.
Financial services company, I think, is what you're looking for.
You should have put something in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not important. I had fun at the casino yesterday, though.
Nest eggs don't grow unless you put something in the nest.
That's true.
Yeah. How are you doing, Warren? Anything I need to know about?
I'm sorry about that.
I will remove your phone.
Well,
yep.
I was texting my wife about that doesn't help. Money.
Sounds like a male's voice to me. I don't know what happened.
It was a female in
a
courtroom.
Well, a news thing came on or something. I don't know what happened. I apologize. Yeah. I put it away. Right.
Thank you.
think maybe you want to pay attention. Warren, how much is your time worth?
Clearly nothing.
Per hour. Per hour. And also, apparently they were like, you know, thinking of like at a job as well. Like,
okay,
what would be the ultimate, what you want to get paid per hour?
Hmm.
Gosh, if I had my choice, I'd say like $30 an hour.
Wow, way to aim high.
Wow,
I know.
Warren. Yeah.
I
mean, $30 an hour.
When you work at Napland USA.
I understand, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, okay. I'm not knocking them, but.
I just would like to, the minimum wage was quite a bit lower when you were there.
Yeah.
What do you say, Monty?
$99.
$99.
There we go. That's perfect.
Brewster.
Bruce, that's what you think? Well, I will tell you, you guys, I think all kind of fit in the baby boomer category. Monty, you might be Gen X.
He's too young.
You're Gen X.
Yeah. Really?
Well, baby boomers came back with the average of $137 per hour.
Whoa!
And that's the lowest answer of any group
of people.
I'm
sure it is. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
$137 an hour is what they were asking for.
That's awesome. Let's go.
To do what?
Yeah, just your time. You know what?
That's what your time's worth, man.
Yeah, your time's worth. Somebody's like, hey, can you help me do this? Well, my time is worth $137 an hour.
Okay.
And a pizza.
Or right.
At work, that works out to about $285,000 per year.
Let's go.
Now, the millennials, they did not. They went after it.
I imagine.
They were not messing around. They were asking for $328 an hour for a nice take home of $683,000 per year.
Look how surprised we all are.
They all lawyers?
The Gen X, that would be me, that would be Monty. We only wanted $215 per hour. $215, $449,000 a year. Sounds about right.
Bruce, Gen Xers are born from 65 to 79.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's hard to keep them all straight.
It is.
Very hard.
Yeah.
Boomers would be 46 to 64.
That's us, Bruce.
And then the millennials.
You, Warren.
Missed it by Bruce, that much, Bruce.
Yeah, what are you, Bruce?
I'm an old man.
Silent.
He's an old man.
You were born between 46 and 64.
I didn't hear the 46.
Yeah, 46. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was taking it.
And you'd be in there, too.
Yes, I would. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the millennials are 1980 to 1994. We know anybody here that might be in that?
Producer Steve.
Oh, that's weird.
Producer Steve thinks his time is worth $328 per hour.
I'll bet you guys are underpaying him then.
We certainly are, Warren. I don't think Steve's bringing home $683,000 a year.
Just a bit under.
If he is, I'm stopped paying him back for the donuts.
Joke. Yeah, Jay,
you're on your own now, buddy.
Okay.
Did I get that roulette money back?
That's right.
We want steaks.
Yeah, no kidding.
What is the lowest amount you guys made per hour?
$2.07.
Well, 207. You remember it well, Jay.
That was the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking clear back like working on a farm?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Farm work was. I would say my farm work when I was planting lettuce wasn't even $2. But my actual going to a workplace was 207 at A&W. But all the corn dogs you could steal.
Wow.
Was it stealing though?
Yeah, I don't know. They were like, well, you guys can eat lunch. I'm like, are you kidding me? I could eat like 40 of these.
Well,
yeah.
All day.
$2 an hour seems ridiculous, but what seems ridiculous is when you go, I work.